Cordoba's location is no coincidence. The place where it is situated is due to the existence of one of the few fords, shallow water, since ancient times, which allowed the river Guadalquivir to be crossed on foot at certain times of the year. This allows us to identify Cordoba as a bridge city. In fact, its original name, Corduba, is interpreted by some philologists as City of the River or City of the Bridge. References to the first bridge built are preserved in Julio César Bellum Hispaniense, when he recounts the attack on Córdoba during the civil wars that pitted him against the followers of his enemy Pompey. However, the origin of the present bridge must be placed in the 1st century AD. During this time, Córdoba, now called Colonia Patricia, held the role of capital of the province of Bayética, experiencing a process of public and private monumentalization that had never been seen before. The restorations carried out in 2008 have allowed an exhaustive archaeological study to be carried out, confirming the existence of a first bridge with 17 arches, of which we can only see 16 today. The northernmost arch is buried under the river sidewalk. For its part, under the Calahorra, it is possible to appreciate what little remains of its original construction, ashlar stones laid using a technique very similar to that of the city wall. After the Muslim conquest, historical sources tell us of many alterations to walls and bridge due to their high level of degradation. Later, in the time of Almanzor, a time of political instability in Al-Andalus, the entrance to the bridge was reinforced with a controlled gateway that was eventually strengthened with side towers and a walled enclosure, giving rise to the Calahorra Tower, under the rule of the Castilian king Enrique II of Trastamara. It is curious to know that some of the arches have their own name. This is the case for the Arch of San Rafael, which is crowned with the sculpture of the archangel and two inscriptions, one with the date on which the image was placed, and the other in which it is stated that the glovemaker trade financed its restoration at the end of the 18th century. The Roman bridge is undoubtedly the most precious symbol of Córdoba, which is why it appears on the city's coat of arms, already configured in the Middle Ages, together with the mosque and the Albolafia Mill.